I'll introduce our panelists. Right beside me is Shakir Balak. Shakir has just been released within the last few weeks from maximum security detention in the United States. I'll be talking a bit more about his case just before he speaks. But this is the first time he's speaking out publicly about his case, and it really is a clear, tangible example of this so-called war on terrorism at home and what it really means. The next panelist is Amina Shirazi. She's a legal counsel for the Canadian Arab Federation and a social justice activist based in Toronto, who's been working a lot and speaking out a lot since September 11th, but also before, on what these new laws, such as Bill C-36, Bill C-42, and now Bill C-55 mean here in Canada. And beside Amina are Monami Malik and Subhash Katil, who will be speaking together. And they're members of DRUM, This Is Rising Up and Moving, based in New York City, a group that over the last 3 years or so, three, 4 years, have been working with detainees, with the Immigration Naturalization Service, not with them, detainees of the Immigration Naturalization Service, the INS, in the U.S. And as part of that campaign, since September 11th, have initiated a campaign called Stop the Disappearances, responding to the literally thousands of people who have disappeared or have been detained. And they were working very closely on Shakir's case, so they'll provide sort of the outside perspective of what was going on. So we'll start with Amina.